It's a Wonderful Life. Yes, I've heard of this.
So you can't lose. It's there in the title. Wonderfulness is baked right in.
Please. I almost fell for that with Pride of the Yankees. I thought I was going to see a film about Yankee pride. And then, boom, the guy gets Lou Gehrig's disease.
The guy was Lou Gehrig. Didn't you kind of see it coming?
If you just watch that, I promise you it'll restore all your faith in humanity.
Hey, big guy, game time.
Hey, be right there.
There's a game?
Yeah, I just got my pickup sticks back from the shop. Bring your nerves of steel.
It's the basketball playoffs.
Listen, honey, I appreciate this, but you don't have to keep hanging out with them for me. I mean, they have each other.
Oh, no, honey, I mean, don't worry. I like hanging out with those guys. It's fun for me. They're different than my other friends. They don't start sentences with, you know who just died shoveling snow?
All right, that's great. Then just go.
Okay.
Go Knicks.
It's the college playoffs.
Oh, then go Vassar.
They're not in it.
Okay, then just go.
Okay.
Oh, why does this bother me so much? I mean, I don't want to be one of those people who tells their boyfriend they want to spend 24 hours a day with him.
Sure.
It's just that he doesn't have that much free time, you know, and I don't know, what do I do?
Does it matter? You're ultimately just going to die or get divorced or have to blow your pet's head off.
Ugh, me too. I got a question. Richard made plans again with the guys?
Yeah, well, Ross just made plans for the whole century.
You know what? I think I'm going to go to my room and read Cosmo. Maybe there's something helpful in there. Not at least maybe I can learn how to do an at-home bikini wax with leftover Christmas candles.
Okay. What the hell happened back there?
I don't know. You tell me. One minute I'm holding Ben like a football. The next thing I know, I've got two kids. I'm living in Scarsdale complaining about the taxes.
Well, I'm sorry. I think about stuff, you know? I mean, you're at work, you're assembling bones, your mind wanders.
Ross, you have planned out the next 20 years of our lives. We've been dating for 6 weeks.
Oh, come on. What, you never think about our future?
Yes, but I think about whose apartment we're going to sleep at tomorrow night and where we're going to have dinner next Saturday night. I do not think about what our children's names are going to be. You know what our children's names are going to be.
No. I mean, you know, I read a book and there was a girl named Emily and I thought that might be good.
What was the book?
The Big Book of Children's Name?
Okay, Ross, okay, listen. What we have is amazing.
Yeah.
But I do not want to have everything decided for me. I spent my whole life like that. It's what I had with Barry. That was one of the reasons I left. I like not knowing right now. And I'm sorry if that scares you, but if you want to be with me, you're going to have to deal with that.
Okay, fine.
Thank you.
We're not done.
I didn't know that.
Okay, then you're going to have to understand that you're with a guy who's not going to stop planning his future with you because he knows we're going to end up together. And if that scares you, tough, because you're going to have to deal with that.
Fine, I will.
Good, because I love you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I love you, too.
Well, that's the first time we've said that.
Yes, it is.
Well, I'm going to kiss you.
Well, you better.
Hey. Oh, thanks for the great movie tip.
Yeah, did you like it?
Oh, yeah. You know, I don't know if I was happier when George Bailey destroyed the family business, or Donna Reed cried, or when the mean pharmacist made his ear bleed.
All right, I'll give you the ear thing, but don't you think the ending was pretty wonderful?
I didn't watch the ending. I was too depressed. It just kept getting worse and worse. It should have been called It's a Sucky Life, and just when you think it can't suck anymore, it does.
Kick save and denied.
But he gets it back. Pass to the middle, lines it up, and bam!
Yes!
Could that shot be any prettier?
Man, you are incredible.
Well, we had a table in college.
Oh, really? I didn't know they had foosball in the 1800s.
Nice mustache, by the way. When puberty hits, that thing's really going to kick in.
Honey, not to sound too Florence Henderson, but dinner's on the table.
Okay, just one more point.
Now can we go?
See, that's why we don't let her play.
Is everything all right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Oh, hey, listen, don't be mad at him. It's our fault. I'm sorry we've been hogging so much of his time.
Yeah, he's just really great to hang out with.
Well,
no, seriously, Chandler and I were just talking about this. He is so much cooler than our dads. I mean, you know, our dads are okay and all, but Richard is just, ow, 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 what are you kicking me for? Huh? I'm trying to talk here.
You guys see me as a dad?
Oh, yeah.
No.
No.
You're just clearly not familiar with our young person's vernacular. See, when we say dad, we mean buddy. We mean pal.
Uh-huh, yeah.
No, seriously. Joey's my dad. Monica's my dad. I've even got some dads down at work.
That's fine. Well, your other dad and I are going to go have a romantic evening, and I guess I'll just see you kids around.
Nighty-night.
You're not a dad. You're not a dad.
Not a dad.
I can't believe you got us into trouble.
So are you okay?
Yeah. Just, I feel like I'm about 100. I thought I was just one of the guys.
Come here. I'll make you feel like one of the guys. You know, for a really cool guy, you suck at foosball.
What are you talking about? I was killing them.
Yeah, well, they suck too.
Okay, and then you take the poopy diaper and you put it in the poopy diaper pail.
Hey, Ross, just so you know, calling it a poopy diaper doesn't make this process any cuter.
Hello.
It's us.
Come on up. I'm going to get the rest of his stuff together.
Okay, we can do this now, can't we, Ben? Yes, we can. Yes, we can. There. I did it. I did it. Ooh, look at that. Oh. Stays on and everything. Hi.
Hi.
I'm sorry. What did you just say? Did you just say hi? Oh, my God.
Ross. Ross, Ben just said hi.
What?
Ben just said hi.
What, the word
ben
hi?
Hi. Yeah, no, my uncle hi. What?
Great. And I miss that, too. I miss everything.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I just bring it out in him.
Ben just said his first word.
What did he say?
Something about hi.
That's so exciting.
Mommy's so proud of you. Hi. Hi?
You know, actually, it's more like hi.
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 Hi. Hi.
Okay, this could go on for a while.
You're right.
Got a cab waiting downstairs.
Well, this was fun. We should really do it again sometime, Ben. What do you say? Okay. All right, so I've got him.
Tuesday,
right. Okay. See bye, you guys.
Yeah. Take bye. Care.
Bye, Ben.
Bye.
Did he just say bye? He said bye. You said bye to me.
God.
You said bye to
yes,
me.
Yes, he did. Oh, suddenly I'm seeing him go off to college.
Oh, we gotta go. We've got that cab downstairs.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Okay.
See you later.
All right. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh.
Oh, wow. Look at this nice deep hole I've been digging. Hey, Bert, isn't this a nice hole here? Hey.
Okay, Ben, this is the part where Ernie buries Bert in the sand and can't find him. Now, I've looked ahead on the tape, and he does find him again. But, okay, before that happens, there's some pretty rough going for a while. But I think we can handle it. And there's just the alphabet, but we know that ends well, so. Okay, here we go.
Bert. Hey, what happened to my friend Bert? He was here just a moment ago. Oh, no. My old friend Bert is lost.
I'm so glad you're here.